Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for September 2nd, 2014. And welcome to episode number 190. I'm your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. In addition to being the voice of the Paranormal News Insider, I'm also the director for Ghost Help, a former investigative team and now an education site for investigators and clients. The executive director for Paranexus Anomalous Research Association, an author, public speaker, and I'm also the director for OhioGroups.com, a website that lists Ohio-based paranormal groups, and I'll be looking to mention local groups during the Paranormal News Insider. So, if your group is doing something unique, making a positive impact somehow, or just want to get your name out there, let me know. Also, with this show within a show, I discuss upcoming paranormal conferences and conventions, so I'd really like to mention those that are held here in Ohio. So if you want to connect with me, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com or find me somewhere on Facebook. This week's news is brought to you by the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. IMHS is a premier online and distance learning university that offers high-quality doctorate, doctoral, PhD metaphysics degrees that will enhance your life and career, even if your career is not in the metaphysics field. For more information on the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org for more details. In cryptid news, another chupacabra has been captured. Well, pretty much killed. A beast was reported by hunters, and their dogs took off after the hairless creature in San Andreas, Tuxtla, in Mexico. Later, the animal was found dead, stuck on a fence. Photographs of the animal reveal it to be the typical explainable animal with severe mange. Catch the story and pictures on the Paranews Insider Facebook page. Where's that, you ask? Well, Facebook.com/Paranews Insider. Oh, simple. And it's official. The Iceland Lake Monster is real. A 13-person truth commission has determined the video, which was shot in February of 2012, was genuine and did show the elusive beast known as Lagerflottermurin, or something like that, that apparently lives in Lake Lagerflot in eastern Iceland. This determination allows Hortur Kurloff to collect a reward, which is around $4,300. This has also spurred others to search for the monster and is opening up the area to tourism. Many who saw the video when it appeared stated it was nothing more than a line of ice traveling along currents of the lake, helped along by a strong wind. This video is also up on the Paranews Insider Facebook page. And in UFO news, the UFO sighting of the month from MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, occurred back on January 26, 2014. It's actually two UFO sightings in one. This is directly from Jan C. Harzen, the executive director of MUFON. Harzen says, quote, "A video was taken of a bright object that dropped another object. This object was sighted to the south. The exact time is not known, but believed to have occurred between 6:10 and 6:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This was reported to MUFON as case number 53762 the following day. Another sighting was reported at 6:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This sighting location was about 1 mile southeast of where the video was taken. The witness at the second location saw a large orange light to the east of their location. They viewed the light through binoculars. This sighting was reported to UFOS Northwest. At the request of the Washington State Director for MUFON, I requested radar data from the FAA for the local Spokane Airport and the U.S. Air Force. Data was received from the FAA about 1 month after the request was made. The U.S. Air Force denied my request for data. The radar data received was somewhat unusual, in much that of the primary, in other words, non-aircraft returns, had been filtered. Filter data probably included ground targets, which would include birds, weather, and radar angels. Not real angels, but just reflections. This actually made the analysis easier. The locations of possible UFO radar returns is consistent with the directions observed by both groups of witnesses. The video taken of objects to the south is consistent with the radar map, which shows possible unknown returns about 6 miles to the south. The second group of witnesses saw a large orange object to the east. The map shows possible unknown returns to the east, northeast, of that second witness location. This case has been marked as unknown in the MUFON CMS database. Again, this directly from the executive director of MUFON, Jan C. Harzin. And there seems to be a lot of UFO news lately, but much of it is not what it seems. The Houston UFOs may have been a legitimate sighting, but the evidence given out in the form of videos and photos were misidentifications or hoaxes. Many of these unidentified flying objects are just that, unidentified objects. This means that the exact identity of the object is unknown. This does not mean it was a craft flown by extraterrestrials or was sent here from another planet. Most stories posted on the internet are circulated stories that have never been researched. Most of the research done in these stories is conducted by those reading and then responding to them. Groups such as MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, conduct their own in-house investigations into these phenomena, but do so after the story has been pushed out to the public to generate rumors, which may make the story morph into something it is not. Do you want to investigate UFO claims? Well, I did, and I joined MUFON years ago. While I'm no longer a member of the organization, I still utilize their field investigator's manual to conduct my own investigations. If you want to understand what it takes to investigate these claims, you can buy the manual directly from the MUFON website and ultimately become an investigator. Check out MUFON.com for more details. And police were called to Stephanie Wilkerson's home in Lower Paxton Township in Pennsylvania on Monday, August 25th. Wilkerson reported a strange light in the sky while sipping wine. Well, we assume she was just sipping. She noticed that the light was bright enough to be an airplane, but that the light stayed in the same spot for over 20 minutes, and she also noticed that the object was changing colors. I wonder if one of those was red. When police arrived, they too were baffled by the color-changing light in the sky. Police called several resources, including the local airport and a National Guard post, to see if there was any aircraft in the area, but none were reported. Some may think that this was merely a star twinkling or just a planet. Well, stars will twinkle, or what is known as scintillate, in the sky due to their small size and great distance from our planet. Their light is easily disturbed by the Earth's atmosphere and will give the appearance of blinking. Planets, on the other hand, are much closer than stars, as well as brighter, and are less prone to scintillation than stars. So the saying goes, stars twinkle, planets don't. Well, that's your lesson for today. I guess the more you know, the more you grow. There were other reports of people in the area seeing this UFO, and many are leaning toward a logical explanation, such as a Chinese lantern or a toy drone. There was also a report of a UFO in Vinco, Pennsylvania, which is about 120 aeronautical miles from Lower Paxton Township. So far, no explanation has been found for these sightings or if they are being actively investigated by MUFON or anyone else. And our group of the week is the Ohio Exploration Society. This group not only conducts paranormal investigations, but it also investigates and researches historical locations here in the Buckeye State. This group has been around since 2000 and has a foundation of fact-finding instead of jumping to conclusions. You can check out their website at ohioexploration.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/Ohio Exploration. Join the Ohio Exploration Society founder at the Mount Sterling Public Library on October 2nd at 6:30 p.m. for a paranormal presentation. This library is located south of Columbus. And again, if your group is doing something unique, making some sort of positive impact in the field or just in your backyard, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And for the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons.
Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking.